Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're here again, ready to plunge right into some really compelling sources. We know you're here for those insights that give you an edge, that deeper understanding. And today? Well, today we're focusing on how you can really command a room, not just with words, but how you carry yourself, the silent signals. Okay, let's unpack this. We're doing a deep dive into, well, the art of nonverbal leadership. It's subtle stuff, but really powerful. Our mission really is to pull out the practical, game-changing strategies. We've looked at the Bearded Colonel, some classic research, even advice from places like HBR. We want to uncover those quiet cues, the ones that broadcast confidence authority, helping you project that aura of leadership, whether it's a big presentation or just a team meeting.
Yeah, and what's fascinating, and you see this across the board with these sources, is that it's not about striking some kind of stiff, awkward power pose. Those can actually backfire, right? Make you seem, well, fake. Or even intimidating in the wrong way, it's much more nuanced. We're looking at finding that sweet spot, projecting authority, sure, but also warmth, being approachable. That specific blend, that's what these experts say is absolutely key for real influence, authentic impact.
That balance. That sounds like where the real magic happens for leadership.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get right into maybe the most basic thing, eye contact. Everyone tells you, make eye contact. We all know that. But the way you do it, that's where the mastery lies, isn't it? Our sources, especially the Bearded Colonel, make a really important point here. Too much direct staring can feel aggressive. The article has this great line, like a wolf staring at his dinner. Definitely not the vibe we want.
No.
But then, flip side, too little eye contact. That can make you seem, well, dishonest maybe, or just not confident.
Exactly. And that's where this Goldilocks effect for eye contact comes in. You see this idea in a lot of interaction studies. The technique is basically focus your gaze not directly into the pupils, but more on the triangular area, you know, the eyes and the forehead.
Okay.
This little shift lets you seem really engaged, direct. It shows confidence, but, and this is clever, it lets you subtly look away without actually looking away.
Right.
So you keep that connection, that presence, but you don't trigger that that primal discomfort that intense staring can cause. For leaders, super effective.
Yeah.
Builds trust, not tension. It's strong, but not, you know, aggressive.
Makes sense. It connects without confronting.
Yeah.
Using our sort of built-in understanding of what eye contact means. Okay, so from eyes, let's duck hands. They're so expressive, right? The Bearded Colonel's article and other research backs this up, says even just pointing matters a lot.
Yeah.
Think about, you know, powerful people, presidents, CEOs, speakers you respect. How do they gesture when they're making a key point? Have you ever noticed?
Oh, absolutely. And the research here is pretty clear. Like, studies with juries show that pointing with just one finger,
yeah,
it often comes across as aggressive, accusatory even, makes people uncomfortable, puts them on the defensive. So if you connect that to leadership, using your whole open hand or maybe your thumb with a closed fist, that sends a totally different signal. It feels more inclusive, more inviting. Authoritative, yes, but in a comforting way. Like, we're in this together, not do what I say.
That's a huge difference. Open hand says, join me. Pointed finger can feel like, obey me. One builds collaboration, the other. Well, just compliance, maybe. And still on hands, what about steepling?
Ah.
You've probably seen this, even if you didn't have a name for it. Pressing the fingertips together, like an upside down V. The article mentions Angela Merkel, right? The jokes about super glue.
Right.
But it clearly wasn't just a habit. It's a known technique.
Right.
So what's the actual benefit there, according to the sources?
Well, the benefit of steepling, and you see this mentioned in communication research in places like HBR, it's kind of twofold or even more. When you're the one talking, it makes you look incredibly confident, like you have inner certainty, control over your thoughts. It's contained, composed.
Okay.
But here's the other part, often missed when someone else is talking, doing that. It signals you're actually listening, like really processing. Yeah, it's the subtle cue of both engagement and poise. How does such a simple thing do both? I think it projects this calm, controlled energy. It shows you're thinking, weighing things, not just reacting. It's like a little nonverbal anchor.
A visual sign of mental focus.
Oh, okay.
Okay. From controlled hands, let's shift to maybe the smile. A smile is powerful. We know that.
Yeah.
But the sources talk about something specific. The growing smile. It's not just about flashing your teeth quickly. It seems the intentionality, the timing behind it is the key.
Exactly. The technique they describe is let your smile start small, almost not there, then let it build slowly, steadily. This makes it feel much more genuine, more potent. The source says the other person is much more likely to feel it. It connects deeper, you know, subconsciously.
Right, not just a reflex.
This is the big but. Use it sparingly. That's the advice. Too much smiling. Apparently, it can make you look weak or maybe too eager to please.
Uh-huh.
So it underlines how strategic this is. It's a powerful tool, but you deploy it thoughtfully. Maximum impact.
Quality over quantity.
Mm.
A strategic way to connect. Okay, and just as vital as what you say or how you gesture
when
you say it. Or sometimes, not saying anything, pausing. Places like HBR often stress the power of the pause. We've talked about it for engagement, making people lean in, but it's also huge for projecting leadership, right?
Absolutely spot on. Speaking slowly, deliberately, putting in those intentional pauses. It isn't just for dramatic effect. It signals this air of authority.
Yeah.
Over your topic, yes, but also over the whole room, really. It communicates thoughtfulness, control, the confidence to just let silence be there for a second instead of rushing because you're nervous.
Yeah, you can feel the difference.
When you speak slowly, deliberately, it suggests your words have weight, that you're considering them, mm-hmm. and that you expect people to actually listen. It makes listening active, not passive.
So connecting the dots. A confident speaker uses pauses strategically to land a point. Let it sink in. Invite a bit of reflection. You compare that to someone rushing, stumbling over words, maybe out of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
The perceived authority is just totally different. It's about owning that moment.
Precisely.
And finally, let's talk about owning this space, the physical space around you. When you're presenting, leading a meeting, the Bearded Colonel says clearly, don't stay locked in one place.
Yeah, the guidance is basically move around a little,
speak
from different spots, maybe one side of the screen, then the other. Engage different parts of the audience. Now, they're careful to say, you know, don't pace like a caged tiger or try to get your steps in.
Right, not restless energy.
No, it's strategic movement. And it does a few things. It definitely engages the room more, makes you look more energetic, and crucially, more confident. Think about the opposite. Someone's standing stock still, maybe clutching notes, rushing. That reads as nervous, doesn't it?
Totally.
And by using more physical space, moving comfortably within it, you subtly signal, well, a commanding presence, comfortable authority, leadership. You're showing you're at ease in that space and in your role.
It's so true. How you physically occupy and move through a space, it's a direct reflection of perceived confidence. It tells people, non-verbally, I'm comfortable, I'm in charge here, I own this moment. Empowers you, empowers the message. Okay, so let's quickly recap these subtle but really powerful non-verbal tools we've pulled out today. We have the Goldilocks effect for eye contact, that triangular gaze. Connects, doesn't confront.
Mm-hmm.
The open hand pointer, inclusive authority, not the aggressive finger point. Steepling that Merkel thing, signaling both inner confidence and active listening.
Right.
The growing smile, genuine, strategic, use it sparingly for real impact. Then the power of the pause, speaking slowly, deliberately, gives you that air of authority, gravitas.
Yes.
And finally, commanding your canvas, strategic movement shows energy, confidence, ownership of the space.
And the big takeaway, the principle weaving through all of this is really important. Authentic leadership presence isn't about being stiff or fake. It's not a performance in that sense. It's about cultivating this dynamic mix. Authority, confidence, yes, but also warmth, approachability. Being authentic, sure, but also being strategically aware of those silent messages you're always sending out. It's a dialogue, really, between your inner state and how you show up.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now? Well, we really encourage you to just start noticing these things more. Pay attention to these subtle cues in yourself when you interact, but also watch others, leaders you admire, colleagues. Once you start looking, you'll see this silent language everywhere.
Yeah, you really will. And maybe here's a final thought, something provocative to chew on as you go about your day. What if you consciously tried just one of these things in your very next conversation? Maybe it's that slow growing smile when you greet someone, or taking that deliberate pause before you make your main point. How might that one small conscious shift subtly change how people perceive your leadership? How might it change the impact of what you say? What nonverbal messages are you sending right now, maybe without even realizing it? And how could a tiny tweak unlock something more powerful?
Really powerful questions.
Yeah.
Definitely something to think about. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into commanding the room without saying a word. Keep exploring. Keep learning. We'll catch you next time.